Coast Radio News for Thursday, July 16, 2020. I'm George Henry. The shutdown of business and social events in March due to the coronavirus had a huge impact on employment and threatened the economic future of Florence. Saving grace came through in the form of payroll protection plans initiated by the federal government. The PPP loan was made available to businesses that were impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Recent numbers were released for Florence that showed 240 businesses in the 97439 zip code benefited from the loans. 8 local and regional banks were instrumental in processing the loans, with Oregon Pacific Bank at the top of the list, loaning more than $4.5 million. Tallies on banking numbers were released yesterday by the Small Business Administration. When the loans were first issued, recipients had 8 weeks to spend their funds, but that was later extended to 24 weeks, due in part to the sustained effect the coronavirus has had on business. Businesses that have not previously applied for a PPP loan can still do so until August 8th. 9 new cases of the coronavirus have been reported in Lane County, bringing the total number of cases to 324. The county has now exceeded 30,000 tests conducted, and there are 48 currently considered infectious, resting at home with 3 hospitalizations. Lane County Public Health also updated its numbers for the 97439 zip code and has reduced the number by 1, changing the count to 11. There was no reason given for the change. Coast Radio has reached out to LCPH for details. There were a total of 282 new cases across the state, for a total of 13,081, and 4 new deaths, bringing the death toll to 247. All of those that died had underlying health conditions. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has reopened their doors for limited hours Monday through Saturday from 11 till 3. They have arranged the space to work within the new rules for social distancing. Volunteers will greet guests through plexiglass and verbally help them with information, but will not be personally handing out brochures. Executive Director Bettina Hannigan says there is also a strict "if you touch it, you take it" policy. With coronavirus cases on a constant upswing in the state, Lane County public health officials are expressing concern with the amount of travel that is happening, especially when it comes to visitors to the coast. Traffic levels are not waning despite a strong emphasis from Lane County to stay home. 11 cases are currently being reported for the 97439 zip code, and that is why LCPH Information Director Jason Davis says following the guidelines is essential.
That's why masking, social distancing, keeping your travel and your social gatherings as limited as humanly possible is so important.
Davis says without the public's help, it's nearly impossible for county health officials to do their job.
Unfortunately, we're just not seeing the general community and people from outside the area traveling to Florence abiding by the recommendations to the level that's going to keep us safe.
He says if the community doesn't take this outbreak seriously, we could see the virus grow through community spread, which would be dangerous for individuals and devastating for businesses, as the possibility of returning to a phase one status or shutting down completely could be very real. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, July 16th, 2020.